Welcome to Masachas Nedarim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah continues talking about somebody who has made a vow, he's taken a neder that prohibits him to deriving benefit from his friend. The Mishnah says, nevertheless, even though he's not allowed to derive benefit from his friend, but still his friend, v'toyrim, es trumaso masrois, if his friend can separate on behalf of him, truma, remember truma is 1/50th of one's crops that they give to the kohen, maser is 1/10th of one's crops, that's given to the Levi. Still, the halacha is ledatoi. He can do, he can even separate it with the knowledge of his friend who cannot derive benefit from it. And the Gemara explains that we're talking about a situation where he said, kal haroitza litroim yovav yitroim, anyone who wants to separate should separate. So let's say Reuven is the fellow that said, I can't derive benefit from Shimon. And Reuven says, whoever wants to come and separate Truma can do it. And then Shimon is allowed to do it on his behalf. The Mishnah continues, umakrabavav. If, let's say, Shimon is a Kohen, it's permissible for him to bring karbanos, kinezavim v'kinezavos. Kinezavim and kinezavos are birds, turtle doves or pigeons, that a zav and a zav are a man or a woman that have an emission that obligates them to bring a karban on the eighth day. So the halacha is, the eighth day of purity, the eighth day of cleanliness, the halacha is he can bring it on his behalf. Kineyoldos, similarly, let's say the person that was prohibited from deriving benefit is a woman, and she needs to bring a karban, she has to bring a sacrifice after the days of purity have been completed. The halacha is, the kohen could bring it on her behalf. It's not a problem of giving him benefit. Chatayis v'ashamis, or a karban chatas, a sin offering, an asham, a guilt offering. All these cases, it's permissible for the fellow that's not allowed to give benefit to the mother, to the fellow that took the vow, and it's really any karban. The reason the Mishnah said actually these particular karbanas, the zavin, the zavis, the oldest, the woman that gives birth, the chatas and the asham, is because we're all talking about a situation where the particular karban permits the person to now begin to eat karbanas. That means when a person is tamei, or if they're a mitzayro, or they're yoledes, all these cases you're not allowed to, you can't eat karbanas. The fact that this kohen brought these karban on your behalf permits you to eat karbanas going forward. Halacha is it's still permissible because, like the Gemara says, a kohen is a shlucha d'rachmana, a kohen is a messenger, an agent of Hashem, and not an agent of the person that is bringing the carbon on behalf of. Continues the Mishnah, Melamdai Midrash. Shimon can teach Reuven Medrash. Medrash is the Teresh Baal Peh, the oral law explaining the psukim in the Torah. Halacha is he can teach him laws, agadais, he can teach him hamaleik, and allegoric understandings of the Torah, because halacha is that Shimon would not be allowed to accept money to teach Torah, any of these type of things. So therefore, it's not giving him any direct benefit. However, you're not allowed to teach, Shimon cannot teach Reuven the actual Chumash itself, because halacha is that you're allowed to take money for teaching Chumash, particularly for teaching how to lane, how to read the psukim properly. So therefore, if he teaches it to him, he's giving him something that has a tangible benefit. Shimon could teach Reuven's children, his sons and his daughters, Mikra, even Chumash, because even though there's an obligation on the father to teach the children Torah, and Shimon is taking care of that obligation, but we saw previously that mitzvah slav lehanas nitna, which means to say that a mitzvah is not considered tangible benefit in halacha, and therefore the fact that he's doing his mitzvah on his behalf is not considered like he's giving him benefit. Vizan, Shimon could support his ishtoid as ban of the wife and children of Reuven, even though Reuven, even though Reuven is obligated himself, but it's like paying a loan on your behalf, which we saw previously in the Mishnah, is not considered a direct benefit from Shimon to Reuven. You're not allowed to feed his animal, whether the animal is a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. Remember, Rabbi Elazar says, Zanas atameh, you can feed the non-kosher animal, but you cannot feed the kosher animal. Amulas, the Chachamim said back to him, why do you see a difference between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal? In other words, why do you permit the non-kosher animal? Amalahan, so he said back to them, that a kosher animal, even when the animal dies, even after it's slaughtered. However, Reuven will still have benefit from the actual meat. Therefore, by you giving, fattening it the meat, or feeding it the meat gets fatter, and therefore he's having direct benefit. But may have a non-kosher animal, nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim. Even when it dies and it loses its life, you can't have direct benefit from the actual meat because you can't eat it. It's not kosher. Amalad chacham said back to Rabbi Elazar, afat may even a non-kosher animal, nafsha l'shamayim. Even when it loses its life, gufa shalai, you still derive direct benefit from its actual meat. Why? You could sell this animal to a guy, and if it weighs more, it's going to fetch a higher price. Or you can give it to your dogs, which again, you're giving them more, therefore it's considered a direct benefit. Wishing you a fantastic, amazing upcoming day, and a great week.